You're in tune to KDWA FM 97.7 AM 1460. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We have in our studios today the gentleman from Home Results Group, Mr. Greg Jablonski. Good morning to you, Greg.
Good morning, Dan.
Mr. Wayne Beisel, good morning to you.
Good morning, Dan.
And how are you folks doing?
Good.
Doing fantastic.
Good. How are sales going in real estate?
Fantastic.
This week?
Oh boy. Real estate sales are good, right?
Yes,
they are. Mr. Fantastic?
Yes, they are. Could use a little more listings, but
yep. Always.
Does that make it a seller's market?
It still is, yes.
Okay. Okay. Well, how about some specific listings you might have?
Yeah, go ahead, Wayne.
We've got one coming on 21st Street. Beautiful split level. Almost said split entry.
Multi-level.
Mm-hmm. Completely remodeled. Three bedrooms on one level. Family room, gorgeous family room, walking out onto patio. Deck on the upper level. So it's really a beautiful home.
Yep, it really has been totally gone over. It just really doesn't need anything. It's got a new gas fireplace insert. Just totally gone through. New kitchen, everything.
New flooring.
It's just spiffed all the way. So it's one of those that's really a turnkey home.
Okay.
And, you know, I think it'll be somewhere in the low threes. So we haven't maybe got quite the final price on it, but it's on the west side, west of the golf course. So it's really a nice neighborhood.
It's a great area up there.
A great family area. And there's just really, this is our trouble. There's nothing on the market right now. And that's why we're saying, boy, we really need listings. We'll see how this one goes, but I think it'll go relatively fast because there's definitely a shortage of homes.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a nice historical home here on 7th Street.
Yep.
Beautiful, very nice. Home again. The kitchen's been remodeled. Big, huge garage with an extra room. I mean, mm-hmm. It's just
that's a fairly new addition to it.
Yes.
It is just a nice, nice home.
Yes,
it is. And
the
key feature to it is got that, I'll just call it a wraparound family room, living room in the very front. And it is just so unique, and it's just one of those nice features in the older homes.
It's a nice, you get a peaceful feeling when you sit out there.
So yes.
Yes.
You walk into that room, and it's really restful.
Yes.
It has a nice presence in the neighborhood, too.
Yes,
I like
it does.
The looks of that house. It's mm-hmm. It's a corner lot, a beautiful
yep.
corner lot.
Yep. And, you know, in this day and age, under 300.
Wow.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, it is.
I mean, that's hard to find, really. And, you know, when you consider, you know, anything at 250 is really just moving right out. And, you know, very, very few homes in that price bracket. You know, once you hit 300, it's a little more discerning income earner. And we're dealing with that now and kind of doing a little bit of further in-depth on affordable housing in Hastings and looking at the average incomes and median incomes and, you know, things like that, which, you know, do apply.
Mm-hmm.
And our community is still our, quote, whether one likes it or not, it's a blue-collar community,
yep.
you know.
Yep, a
so
workers' community.
I have no problem with that either.
No.
You know? It's just like some people are like, oh, well, that's not right. You know, Hastings is more progressive and Hastings is this and that. And I'm saying, oh, well, whatever.
Yeah, I think you're right, Craig. I would agree, wouldn't you, Wayne?
Yes.
We're a blue-collar, hardworking community, and I don't
yes.
think that's anything. I think we should be proud of it.
I am proud of it.
Yes,
know?
Thank you.
Someone made a comment to me that, you know, with Jesse and Dugarrell's bar, Doogie's, that he made the statement, you guys have the best blue-collar bar in Dakota County.
Yep.
And I thought for a minute, I thought, geez, how do you take that? Take that as a compliment or not a compliment? And as I thought about it, I looked at that person and says, you know what? I'm going to go home right now and have my wife sew blue collars on all of my shirts. So I took it as a compliment.
I think that's a huge compliment.
Because I know
compliment.
I'm blue collar, and that's the way
yes.
it is.
Yes, I agree with you. I even have a blue collar today. Well, it's blue and white, kind of.
I got my red one on.
There you go. Ooh, we won't go there, Howie.
Right.
You opened the door wide on that one, Greg.
Yeah, they're intermixable. One day we're red, one day we're blue.
There you go.
We also have a couple new listings out on Sandpiper. So
okay.
One 148 Sandpiper and one 152 Sandpiper. So
yep. looking more and more
new
like
homes.
148 Sandpiper may have something on it pretty quick here.
Yeah.
So
okay, so yeah, that's
hard to find, you know. And boy, and you know, when you get like a 3-car garage and two bedroom, two bath, wide open floor plan, everything brand new, big yard, you can fence in your yard. There's just so many options there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can have a motorhome there. You can do different things there. And I mean, the space is there. If you can't keep a motorhome there, you know,
forever,
yes. Every day or anything, but
city rules and regulations.
Yeah, there's city rules that prevent you from storing it and stuff like that. But man, there's the facility when you want to pull up and load and unload. And mm-hmm. you know, if you're into that, you know, that really works good. Or campers, trailer, you know, coaches, whichever you call those.
Okay.
And I got out of that a few years back, but we certainly enjoyed it in our years. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it really is nice for that. But the entire area is very nice, and if you get a chance, if you haven't driven out on Sandpiper, drive out through that development, and it really is nice. And it is somewhat filling up, so now we unfortunately, Dan, have to move forward with another development out there.
But it's getting better, isn't it?
What's that? What's getting better?
To build.
The weather?
Yeah, no, the weather's going to go downhill now until April.
So is the other part you just mentioned.
Yeah. How can folks get a hold of you if they're interested in any of these homes?
They can call us at 651-437-2121 and ask for anybody from the Home Results Group.
That simple.
Yep.
Okay, any other ones that you want to talk about?
Well, I'd just like to talk a little bit about the home on Orono that we just sold. And,
okay.
You know, and how proud we are of, you know, what the teamwork did to market that house and what we did to get it sold for the sellers. And I would love to have Mary's the name, have Mary sit here and chat with us about how we did. And, you know, a lot of people like that. In this case, Mary had recently lost her husband, and she needed the advice and the support. And I think we gave her really good support, really good advice, and you know, I think it's important in times like that.
Mm-hmm.
And to really be there for her when it came to making the change. And her husband had talked about making a change 2 years prior, and so it was on the radar. It's kind of unique sometimes, I think, that people get this sense and they know it, and it's like, wow, how does that happen? I don't quite understand it, and it's so often. It's just not this one instance, and I think Wayne knows the other client I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Man, it's just...
What Greg's referring to is we've had a couple of clients that have talked about moving or have recently moved, downsizing, looking after their wife is what, in essence, is. And shortly after, some things have happened, and not knowing it...
No.
There was no reason to think that, at least as far as we know, and stuff happened.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and so they just happened to be there, and, you know, so sometimes, you know, people just don't realize, or maybe they do realize, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand that part. The faith part, I guess I got to go there.
Yeah, well, life is temporary, and we have to look ahead and make plans. And,
yep.
And like you said, you know, looking ahead for your wife and stuff and those changes that are going to happen, so...
Yeah, enough of that, I guess.
All righty. Well, the topic of the week, affordability.
Mm-hmm. Big factor. Hard to find those affordable prices that we just talked about earlier. You know, I think there's just an unlimited number of buyers at $250. But the homes at $250 are really hard to find. Even in the attached housing, we see fewer and fewer of those. But backing up to, you know, just selling Marty and Mary a home. And, you know, that comes in at that $250 mark, and you just don't see them that often. And then the buyers have to almost be working with an agent and kind of be ready and able to go. And I think when it comes to that, you know, that's what you need to be doing. And we have the services, auto email. I mean, you know, all the services that we can offer to keep you in tune to when those things come on the market.
Yeah. You can set you up with a mortgage company, whatever. You need to be pre-approved. You, as Greg was alluding to earlier, you need to have all your ducks in a row. Pre-approved that you're ready to move once a home comes on the market in your price range. And sometimes that's hard to do. It's hard to come up with, and you've got to be ready.
It's different times, and so we try and advise you that, you know, when the right home does come up, you are ready, and you're not like a deer in light saying, well, I don't know if I'm ready for this, you know, I'm maybe not ready for it.
These are different times than what they were, say, 3, 4, maybe even 5 years ago, where you could go to a realtor like you folks and say, hey, I want to buy a house, and you start kind of looking around and getting an idea, and it was kind of take your time and stuff, but boy, not anymore, is it? You have to be pre-qualified, pre-whatever all this is, and be set to, because when it opens up, you have to move fast.
Yep. Correct. And I know when you bought, the market wasn't at all like it is right now. I mean, you had a little time and shop and choose and, you know.
Had a good company go in and redo it.
Yep. But you have to have those things really ready to go in your mind now and just walk down that road. Hey, if the right house comes up, what are we looking for? Or what, you know, what are the features we absolutely have to have?
Mm-hmm.
So that you've got some direction when that house hits. You know, we've seen that. I mean, we just had Orono, and that was the perfect house for those buyers. They knew it. They were prepared.
Yes.
They were totally prepared.
And maybe that's another part of it. Maybe you do want to go out and get looking even before you're absolutely ready, so that when you're ready, you know what you're looking for, and you can make that decision.
But don't get your heart set on a home yet, because it's probably going to go bye-bye.
Right. They do go quick.
If you're not ready, yes.
But, you know, like, you know, this home was, quote, $500,000 home. So those don't, quote, go bye-bye all that quick yet today.
Do you think, what is going to slow it down or bring it to a different pace?
Oh, we're on track for that. Definitely on track for
that. I knew you opened that one up.
Oh, okay. No, I was, and my next question was, is how long of a process is it? Say that I want to buy a house today, and I approach you folks. And you were talking about how you have to be ready and stuff. Is that a 1 week, a 1 month? How long does that process actually take?
We just sold and building one for people that were 2 years.
Really? Okay.
2 years. 2 years in the process of making the decision. They came to our parade of homes over 2 years ago.
Okay.
Out on Sandpiper. And saw it, and well, there they are now. We're in the ground. It's being framed, and we'll be selling their home for them, and away we go. I mean, it's just the timing. So
some people that are going through the initial stages of, hey, I think I want to do this, but I'm trying to make up my mind. And then there's other people that are saying, hey, our mind's made up. We want to do this. Maybe that's more of your question, too, is how long does it take there? Like I say, the first step is to get pre-approved. If you're not a cash buyer, you need to have some kind of pre-approval.
Yep.
And that usually, the initial pre-approval probably takes a strong day to maybe 2 days to get approval.
Oh, that quick?
That quick. That part goes fast. That's not the final approval. That's a longer stage. Yep. But the pre-approval just goes through off of your immediate conversations with the banker, and he goes through and verifies what you said and goes from there. Afterwards, you have to come up with all the proof. That's what takes a little longer.
And I think there's, you know, there's different buyers. And I think when you're dealing with the first-time home buyer, it's to be able to be on our auto email system, know what comes on. Like Wayne is saying, get yourself approved, be ready to roll. A lot of people have problems with leases now. I'm hearing more and more and more of that, where they've got a lease and they can't get out for 6 months. And that's an issue that we kind of get over that hurdle, and we figure those things out with you.
So they'll
re-renting or renting something or has something. To happen if the right deal comes up. You know, so you got to start to get creative on that angle, too.
You know, that's the first,
to a lease.
This is the first time anybody's in all these years talked about that issue. I didn't realize that would be. It could be an issue if you have, say, 6 months left in your lease.
Yep.
But there is ways of dealing. That's why you need a realtor helping you.
Yep, you got to get over all these little hurdles. And it is much more complex today, because it's this little deal, and it's always that little deal, and there always seems to be all these, quote, little deals. And if little deals aren't handled right, then they don't turn out very good. And then they're no longer little deals. They're major stumblers. And they prevent you from getting the home you want. And I know we recently sold a couple of home, and they were dealing on another home and had kind of their heart set on that home, and it just didn't get handled quite the way that it probably should have. And the guidance. So that's what I like about the teamwork is, you know, we've got two set of eyes. We're always available, and you just need that support. So the support and the stuff that we bring to the table is pretty important.
Mm-hmm. Seems like it's more complicated to buy a home nowadays than what it was, say, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago. Obviously, it's a lot quicker.
I think it's just so complex these days. It's some of the things are for good. Some things are like ridiculous.
Yeah, we've talked about it in the past. The paperwork, the amount of paperwork that's involved right now, it's in the past was a one-page sheet of paper. Now it's a book.
Wow.
So. Yep.
So you guys are paper people too, then, huh?
Yeah.
Which one of you two is the expert with that? I think you know. It's not a question.
We'll go out and buy a paper mill pretty quick.
Buy stock in a paper company. There you go. There you go. And I think that's the case in a lot of industries, and it's not going to get any easier either, is it?
No, it isn't. But the thing is, the electronics a part of this is really the hard part for me to keep up with, and that's where Wayne does excel much better than I. But it is so important to be able to do this stuff electronically, whether it be even trust funds, signatures. You know, it's just gotten into a whole new set, which younger people understand. You know, the first-time home buyers, they get it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the good part. So.
How can folks get a hold of you guys again?
You can call us at 651-437-2121 and ask for anybody from the Home Results Group.
Do you think this pandemic, you said something interesting about all the electronic work you can do, and you can actually electronically sign your name now and all of that. Do you think a lot of the electronic ways, and I mean that's intensified, is that a fair statement, since COVID-19?
Yes.
Do you think a lot of that's going to stick once this is over?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
It's become more convenient in a way. Okay. You don't have to take time off of work to go sign papers. You don't have to set up time at 8 o'clock at night to come visit or whatever. You can do some stuff beforehand. You can do electronically.
Yep. And now you have to ask yourself, is that the best?
Yes. Again, now you're taking away face-to-face time. You're not.
And you're taking away, you're making, you know, $250,000 home to a $500,000 home, and you're just doing it by hitting the button. And it's like, you know, there's
that's
a lot
scary
more
for
this.
You and I,
there's a lot
Greg,
more to I've, this. There's a lot more to buying a home. And I think there's people tend to realize that you need to really know that. And then you get into inspections. And I know this other transaction, that's where that got into trouble, because someone wasn't careful enough to go through those inspections and really understand fully the dollars involved, the work, the time frame. Can we live in the house? You know, a lot of very, very significant things that came up that were not anticipated. And that's pretty hard to do over a computer, let me tell you.
It is, isn't it? Mm-hmm. But although Greg, I see these young guys now, they take cameras and they have a little round picture, and then they're showing them stuff with their, that's, you know what I'm talking about? The mm-hmm. There's those programs, and it's like, wow.
Just the new world.
One of the things, like we're talking about the home down on Orono Trail. It's the buyers there knew what the place looked like before they got in there. They even remarked about, oh, we were wondering what that spot on the wall was. Now we see what it is. It was a little emblem. But they were going through our photos, our Matador tour, our guided tour, and it's just so in-depth, so they don't really have to go to the house anymore. They can see everything.
Wow. They could zoom in on that registration tag that Wayne's talking about.
Yeah.
It's like, wow.
It's
just
changing.
Amazing.
It's changing,
it really
isn't
is.
It?
Yep.
You're listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. Our Realtors today from the Home Results Group, Greg Jablonski, Wayne Beisel. Gentlemen, how can folks get a hold of you?
Call us at 651-437-2121 and ask for anyone from the Home Results Group.
It's been good, guys.
Very thanks, good. Dan. Thank you, Dan.
This is AM 1460 KDWA Radio Hastings.